Good morning, and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings, Venice Beach. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, September 12th. You'll be interested to know, 75 years ago, today in 1958, Jack Kilby, at Texas Instruments in Dallas, Texas, demonstrated the first working integrated circuit, a breakthrough that launched the modern age of electronics and transformed human capability in communication, computation, and discovery. That remarkable moment inspired generations to innovate, to explore, and to build a brighter future for all humanity. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. This morning, it's looking fair with waves at 2 feet. Conditions stay consistent through the morning with the wind offshore at 4 miles per hour. By early afternoon, expect slight increases to 2+ feet and the wind shifting onshore at 9 miles per hour. Tides are steady, so no major changes expected there. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 3-foot low tide when the southwest swell is 1 foot at 15 seconds and the offshore wind is 4 mph. The first low tide on Friday will be 2 feet at 6:15 a.m., followed by a 6-foot high tide just before 1. The nearshore buoy at Santa Monica Pier reads 71 degrees for the water temperature. Conditions start fair on Saturday with waves around 2 to 3 feet and light winds, but choppy conditions develop by afternoon. Sunday brings a steady increase in swell, with clean sets reaching 2 to 3+ feet, making it the most favorable day. Monday continues the trend with 3+ foot waves, though conditions become choppy later in the day. This morning, it's cloudy and it feels like 67 degrees with 5 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 7:04 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:36. It looks like we're in for a mostly sunny Friday with a high near 71 and a light south wind shifting from 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with a low around 64 and a continued gentle breeze. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies on Saturday with a high near 71 and a light south wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Saturday night brings patchy fog after 11 p.m. with partly cloudy skies and a low around 64. Sunday starts with patchy fog before 11 a.m., then mostly sunny skies and a high near 72. Sunday night continues with patchy fog after 11 p.m. and partly cloudy skies with a low around 64. On Monday, expect patchy fog before 11 a.m., followed by mostly sunny skies and a high near 73. Monday night features patchy fog after 11 p.m., partly cloudy skies, and a low around 65. Tuesday also has patchy fog before 11 a.m., then mostly sunny skies, with a high near 75. Tuesday night brings patchy fog after 11 p.m. and partly cloudy skies, with a low around 66. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, in an unexpected turn, Mayor Karen Bass has withdrawn her bill to overhaul LA's mansion tax. Supporters of Measure ULA expressed outrage, claiming the bill was an end run around voters. The proposed legislation aimed to reduce taxes on sales of recently built apartment buildings, shopping centers, and warehouses, but faced criticism for its late submission to the State Assembly. That cited the need for additional amendments and plans to reintroduce the bill in January. Meanwhile, backers of Measure ULA argue that other economic factors, not the tax, are causing a slowdown in housing production. The California Business Roundtable expressed that the bill did not go far enough to meet the needs of the Los Angeles economy. Now on to sports. New reports suggest that the Los Angeles Clippers organization may have been aware of issues surrounding their endorsement deal with the company, Aspiration, which recently went bankrupt. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver emphasized the need for due process regarding the investigation into potential salary cap violations. Kawhi Leonard's endorsement deal, worth $28 million, paid him $7 million annually, despite him not promoting the company. Clippers owner Steve Ballmer invested $50 million into Aspiration and stated he felt duped. On December 15th, Leonard received a delayed payment of $1,800,000. The investigation continues as circumstantial evidence mounts, raising concerns among other team owners. And on to football. Last night on Thursday Night Football, the Packers go to 2-0 by defeating the Commanders at Lambeau 27-18. Jordan Love was 19 for 31, with 292 yards passing, 2 touchdowns, and no interceptions. Jaden Daniels was 24 for 42, with 200 yards passing, 2 touchdowns, and no interceptions. Looking ahead, on Sunday Night Football, we got the 0-1 Falcons at 1-0 Vikings. Kickoff is at 8:20 Eastern, 5:20 Pacific. Minnesota is favored by 3.5, and the over-under set at 44.5. Another big game this weekend is Eagles at Chiefs on Fox at 1:25 Eastern Time. In local sports, the Dodgers were off last night. Tonight, they face the Giants at Oracle Park in San Francisco for Game 1 of a 3-game series. Yoshinobu Yamamoto, with an 11-8 record and a 2.72 earned run average, will pitch against Justin Verlander, who is 3-10 with a 4.09. First pitch is at 7:15, and the weather is sunny and 71 degrees. If you are looking for the Chargers game on Sunday, you won't find it. The Chargers will be in Vegas for Monday Night Football to play the Raider. Chargers are favored by 3.5, with the over-under set at 45.5. Kickoff is at 7 California time. And the Rams can be found on CBS Sunday morning at 10 when they take on the Titans in Tennessee. The Rams are favored by 5.5, with the over-under set at 41.5. In top news, after 10 years of black hole science, Steph Hawking is proven right. Researchers have spent a decade improving massive detectors to catch shockwaves from colliding black holes. On September 14th, 2015, physicists detected gravitational waves, a huge breakthrough that won 3 key figures the Nobel Prize in Physics. Now scientists have observed that the surface area of black holes can never decrease, confirming a key idea proposed by Hawking in 1971. This proof of his theory is a testament to his legacy, even after his passing in 2018. Researchers are also planning new detectors that could be 10 times more sensitive. In business news, new car buyers beware. The latest data is concerning. So far, 2025 has been a car buyer's market, but that could change quickly. The threat of tariffs has forced car companies to increase their incentive spending to attract buyers. Buyers have responded positively, leading to record-setting sales for companies like Ford, General Motors, and Kia. Ford was the top-selling brand in the United States during the first half of the year. However, there are no concrete plans to lower tariffs. Average new vehicle transaction prices in August rose to $49,077. Incentive spending fell slightly to 7.2% of average transaction price in August. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 0.5% for the week to just over $115,000. Ethereum is up 4% to just under $4,500. And XRP is up 5% to $3.03. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Microsoft and OpenAI have reached a deal to extend their partnership, easing the startup's path to becoming a for-profit company. This agreement follows months of tension between the two, as Microsoft is OpenAI's exclusive cloud provider and a major investor. While the terms remain undisclosed, both organizations are set to receive approximately 30% of the new company's stake. OpenAI aims to finalize its restructure by the end of the year to secure $19 billion in funding. Despite the partnership, OpenAI faces challenges from various opponents, including billionaire Elon Musk, who has initiated legal action against the startup. And in entertainment news, Pioneertown, California is experiencing a vibrant renaissance, moving beyond its roots as a Hollywood movie set into a real Western town with a unique identity. The Main Street Band performed at the Red Dog Saloon as locals and visitors mingled, enjoying the warm atmosphere. Local shopkeeper Joanne Gosen emphasized, "This is a real town and it's our town." Despite recent challenges, Pioneer Town is finding a new equilibrium with small businesses flourishing. Visitors can enjoy activities like bowling, taco dining, and even fresh bagels on Sundays. The community desires slow growth that preserves its Western character, navigating the challenges posed by the desert environment. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American science fiction writer, Octavia Butler. And she said, "All that you touch, you change. All that you change, changes you." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings Venice Beach.